In the in, on a market day, was your television in the pub from 6 o'clock? Was there much?
Well, the police turned a blind eye to that. I mean, they knew the pub was open, but there were never ever any problem. There were never any bother or fights. Mm. Oh, there been a bit of dealing going on there. I mean, in the actual pub.
The police would have watered down.
Well, the police would have done down. Maybe had a drink with them.
Drink the ball.
With the farmers, but they kept a snug, a particular snug. It was Kitty Burkey's in those days. The Star Hotel. And it was a, I remember me, that was a, with all due respect to the fair sex here, that was the only pub in Corrie that would have served a woman.
A woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was an hotel, I don't know what that was. It was Kitty Burkey.
Kitty.
Star Hotel it was called. And remember old Mrs. Cameron came down one night, my mother, Mrs. A, she called her, well, just go up and get them. They're up in that den of iniquity. And the Star Hotel. My mother, I always admired my mother for this. Well, Mrs. Cameron, you can go on your own. But she says, Archie'll come home on his own time. Mm-hmm. And he'll come home.
Oh, that was
it.
Mrs. Cameron ruled Tommy.
She did.
She ruled Tommy. She wouldn't have affronted him.
But I remember they had a famous choir in Corrie years ago, Randall's father was on it, he was a great bass. And they won everywhere. They won the first prize in Wales, actually.
Right.
Cologne Male Boys Choir. But then anyway, after the practice, they went up to always take Kitty Burkey's home. Mm-hmm. And that's where they... And everybody knew this, whatever night they practiced, Tuesday or Wednesday night, mm-hmm. half of the co-reading went in to hear them. But mm-hmm. Skipper Burns, who was another character, had a terrible stoppage.
Oh,
terrible stoppage in his speech. But Skipper, anyway... And there was a couple of girls there, two very good-looking girls, seemingly, and Skipper was trying to get off with one of them. But anyway, and what do you do, Mr. Burns? He says, I'm the conductor. So anyway, the boys all played up to it, and Skipper had the bass coming in, and they had the tenors coming in, and the second tenors, and they had them. Oh, great. And then one of the girls says, Mr. Burns, you have them in choir shape. But he got off with one of the girls. And anyway, the boys were all coming home, and Skipper was curtaining this girl at the Matronic and on his doorway on Abbey Street there. Mm-hmm. And Dick Steen, Skipper, you have her in queer shape.
You're talking about the market yard, but you see, this used to be the market. And all these characters all lived around here.
Mm-hmm.
There was. Your grandfather, and there was my grandfather, lived just at the foot of Stone Row here.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Tommy Cameron, the butcher, and there was Dan McLaughlin, the solicitor.
That's right.
And they all lived here, and they all drank in the Corporation Arms.
That's right.
You're not really bothered with my grandfather.
Well, your grandfather.
Where's Sam Anders and the Prunder?
Sam Anders the Prunder.
That's right.
That's right. And they fought among themselves.
Oh, they did.
But they got a jam of drink, like they would have thought among them.
Well, but
they were all a community. Mm-hmm. All these boys were all a community.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat out here.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat and told stories. There were no radio or television in them days. And the bulk of them would have come in and my granny would have fed them.
Mm-hmm.
He would have just brought the black stranger in off the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just there at the corner where... What do you call that? Paul's Fashion.
Paul's Fashion is now, I think.
The arcade.
What do you call that? There's.
Gurwitch's.
Polly.
Cooper.
What do you call that? Polly's. There's a new place there, a new shop there. There's a new shop just in the corner there. But they were, everybody was, but across the road from that, there were the barbers.
That's where you got the characters, was the barbers.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody called again.
And they would have sat out and the grandfather wanted us all.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
nobody was ever turned, Kate never turned, and the grandfather just brought them in.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have shouted, Kate! And mm-hmm. the pot was on, or the pan was on, or mm-hmm. whatever it was. But those were the stories were all told.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful too. Remember mm-hmm. at Christmas time, the barber in Queensland was wee George Darrow. And some of the characters around it said to my grandfather, and plucking turkeys in those days. So very little beef at Christmas time then.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big thing for a turkey, for people to get turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
He said Archie, this is my grandfather, he was Archie too, he's Archie Senior, my father's Archie Junior.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what's the biggest turkey you ever killed? Oh, well, he said, well, that's my he said, I'm down to Jim Young's Belaymont down the Portshire Road, Belaymont. And I bought the big stag turkey off him. He said he was a stock bird. And he had him on his own. He said he had him on the house on his own. Aye, was wasn't a, he learned to put him. And he said he was that big. He says, I had to come up, he says, and the pony on trap. He says, I'll get Archie, this is my father, and my father's brother Jim. And he says, I sent them down. He says, and Archie put the halter on him, the turkey. And Jim, he went behind him with a stick. And they walked him up, he says, up to the slaughterhouse. And Curly Connor was with the mouth open. Aye. And he says, Archie lifted the hammer, he says, to hit him on the head. And he missed him, he says, and he struck the slaughterhouse door with his foot. He says, and he cracked it, he says, from the top to the bottom. He says, you're a laying down. That was the characters, you know.